Get away! Stop it! Get away! Stop it! Leave me alone! No! Get away! Stop it! Get away! Stop it!
Mommy's here! Mommy's here!
I didn't even look at them. They just came home and started thumbing the window. I thought they were going to break it.
They just go looking for trouble. It's a good job you didn't get out of the car or anything daft like that.
I locked the door and kept my head down. You scared them off.
I'm not that ugly, am I?
No. You're really pretty.
I'm only winding you up. Here you are. I got us Monster Munch, Pringles and cheese and onion crisps.
Monster Munch, please. They're my favourite. How did you know that?
Ah, lucky guess.
On a Saturday night, when we were small, my mother get them for me, and my brother, and Galaxy. Those massive, huge bars, we used to fight over them. Have you got any brothers or sisters?
No, just me.
Who did you play with then?
I had an imaginary friend called Ian, who was a polar bear, and then I made some proper friends.
I used to pretend David was still there after he died, but it wasn't the same.
We can get out if you like. Have a walk.
I quite like it, sitting in the cars.
Even when they're not going anywhere?
Even when they're not going anywhere. Look at that.
I can't see anything.
There.
Oh, yeah. A little boat.
It's quite a big boat, actually. It's just that it's so far away.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
That's what I want to do. Buy a boat and sail around the world.
Do you?
Then I'd be happy. And nobody'd be on my back, screaming at me all the time.
Your mum's just tired, Eamon. She didn't mean to get angry.
There's no need to scream.
She didn't scream. She just shouted a bit.
Not before, but she does normally. You don't see us normally. You hardly even know us. Not really.
But I know you love each other. And sometimes the people you love are the ones you argue with the most, just because you can. Are you sure you don't want to get out? Stretch your legs.
I'm all right here, thanks. Do you mind if we stay?
We can stay as long as you like, darling. Long as you like.
Mum. No. Mum. Mum. Mum.
Emergency service.
Please, send an ambulance. I've had my mum. I think you killed my mum. Kid, someone please. Come and help us. Please.
I think you killed my mum.
No sign of a break-in?
Nope.
The son's got Down syndrome.
Yep.
Vulnerable adult.
Doesn't mean he's not capable.
I'm not saying that. We just need to tread extremely carefully.
Oh, come off it, sir. He made the call. He was found next to the body. He's admitted it was his fault.
Any other family?
Husband died of heart attack in 1988. One other son, David, committed suicide when he was a teenager. He'd had a history of mental health problems, manic depression, that sort of thing.
Jolly little background.
I've just spoken to one of the neighbours. Always a lot of shouting, apparently. Reckon she was on the verge of calling us out a couple of days ago.
Twitchy Curtain Brigade. They're always about to phone the police, aren't they?
That neighbour, Mrs. Hodge, yeah?
Hmm.
She's called us out 8 times in the past year. All different things. The dog next door but one won't stop whining in the night. Kids keep kicking balls into her garden. She called once about carol singers.
Just take it with a pinch of salt. I'm sure she's got a heap of dirt she can dish, retrospectively. Some people just like to be involved, don't they? Where is he now, Mike?
Moved him to a local authority care home in Salford. He's under OBS. Just waiting for him to be assigned an appropriate adult.
Can't interview him without one. You stay here. I'll make my way over now.
He's in a pretty bad state.
He's just killed his mother. He's hardly likely to be doing cartwheels, is he?
Have a word, will you, Mike?
Gov.
What?
Eamon? Hello. My name's Detective Stone.
Jay Bartley, social worker, based up at Stockport Centre for Young People and Vulnerable Adults. Would you like to see my card? I'm acting as Eamon's appropriate adult.
It's all right. I believe you. Eamon, I just want to ask you a few questions. We're going to take this slowly, okay? Firstly...
Excuse me, sorry to interrupt. I just want to reiterate something to Eamon, if that's okay.
Go ahead.
Eamon, you do not have to answer anything the detective asks you if you don't want to. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. Carry on, Detective Stone.
Thank you, Jason. Okay, Eamon.
Jay.
What?
It's just Jay, not Jason.
Right.
I hit my mum by accident. I pissed her.
Did she fall over?
She hit her head against the wall.
Eamon, do you want a few minutes? That's okay if you do. We can stop and then come back in a few minutes.
No. I wanted to get it over with. I just wanted to be over.
Carry on, Eamon.
I had an argument with my mum. I pushed her hard. She fell and banged her head. I didn't mean to, but I did it. It was an accident. Can I go home now?
Excuse me, what's going on?
It happened yesterday. It's horrific. I can't believe it. I live opposite. Known him for years. Well, not well, like, but still, it's a shock, isn't it? I mean, see someone every day to wave to... Then they're killed. She was a lovely woman, Peggy. Something like that on your doorstep. I mean, it's going to make you... Oh. You okay? Oh, no. I mean... Oh, did you know her? Oh, are you a relative? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm not related. I didn't even know them very well. I'm just...
I'm shocked, I know. I mean, we all are. They went everywhere together, her and Aidan, is it?
Eamon,
that's it, yeah. We never really saw them apart. That's what's so weird. They took him away last night. God knows what's going to happen to him, but he did it, by all accounts, so...
Sorry. Excuse me. I've got to go.
Downstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we disturbing your sleep?
It's been a long day, that's all.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, where are you going?
Spare room.
Is it so inconceivable that you might spend one night, just one bloody night a week, getting up with her?
No, it isn't. I will, I promise. Just not tonight. I've really got to be on the board at work. I'm like a zombie half the time.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Oh, John, please, will you just try? Just a few minutes.
Come here. There. There's a good girl. Come on. There you go. Magic touch.
I don't know if I want to hug you or thump you.
It's probably just a fluke.
You're not getting out of it that easily.
I'll pull my finger out. I'm sorry.
Put her on your chest so she can hear your heart. She likes that.
Come on, sweetheart. I know I'm not as good as your mum, but I hope I'll do for tonight. There you go.
You look lovely. The pair of you like that.
You should take her in to see your mum. What?
I didn't say anything.
Exactly.
It's just... she doesn't even recognise me most of the time. I'm not sure how she'd react to Alice.
Well, why not find out?
Brilliant.
Hello? Say again? Sorry, hang on. Cal, can you take her out of the room?
Oh, I've got an idea. Why don't you take the call out of the room, eh?
Sorry about that. Go on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll be there in half an hour.
You're coming down with something, son?
Just a small bout of fatherhood. Should clear up in about 18 years.
You look shocking.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean anything. Just
fine. Okay, give me the lowdown. Where is she?
In the interview room. Jacqueline Price.
What she said?
Not a lot. Turned up about 10 o'clock. Said she had important information about Eamon Simons.
And?
That's as much as she'd say.
Miss Price.
Jacqueline, hi.
Sorry about the wait.
That's all right. That's fine.
Please, take a seat.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
How can I help?
Do you need to turn that on? Your tape recorder thing. While I'm speaking, do you need to record me?
That depends what you've got to say. This isn't an official interview. Not yet. Why don't you talk, and then we can take it from there.
Okay.
When you're ready.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm a bit... I've never been to a police station before.
Don't worry, neither have I.
Sorry?
It was a joke. Not a very good one. Carry on.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
So?
Sorry, you are in charge of the Peggy Simons case, aren't you?
Yes. Can I ask who you are in relation to...
A family friend, not a... an acquaintance.
Right.
Her son, Eamon. He didn't do it. Eamon didn't kill his mother. It's impossible. He loved her very much. I don't think he's capable
of... Sorry to cut you off, Miss Price, but I haven't really got the time to hear your personal defence of the suspect. In fact, I can't discuss anything at this early stage. Unless you've come to provide me with some solid evidence or a witness statement of some sort, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
I was with him all day yesterday. Doesn't that count?
Could we start from the beginning?
Eamon, I'm going to have to leave now, but I will be back in the morning. Eamon, are you okay? Eamon, come on. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
How? How can it be okay? My mum's dead. She's dead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I meant that things would be all right. No, they're not. Eamon, calm down. Eamon.
Get off me. Get off me!
Eamon!
Oh. Get off me!
Eamon, we're going to have to restrain you now, all right?
Okay.
No,
get off me!
Just keep
it's okay, Eamon.
No, get off
I'm
me!
I'm still
Eamon,
here.
Get off me!
Calm down.
Get off me!
Let go.
Get off me!
I met Peggy and Eamon at the Holly Lodge Day Centre, just outside Didsbury, about a few weeks ago.
Could you be more specific?
I can't remember the exact date, I'm sorry, but I can find out. Peggy reminded me of how my mum was, very warm, very homely. I was sitting on my own...
Sorry, Miss Price. Can we clarify what you were doing at Holly Lodge? It's a centre for adults with learning difficulties?
Yeah, yes, but I didn't know it at the time. I'd been to look at a flat on Burton Road and I was just passing and it just looked nice. Anyone can go in. They've got this little cafe and I was sitting on my own and me and Peggy just got chatting.
How did you just get chatting?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember exactly. How does anyone get chatting to anyone? Do you know what I mean?
Not exactly, no.
Well, We were on the same table for a start, because there wasn't much space, and I smiled at Eamon, and he smiled back and said hello. I mentioned I'd just been to see a flat, and that I was new to the area, and Peggy started talking about how it was a nice place to live and the people were friendly. The usual sort of stuff. I used to be a carer for adults with special needs, so we had a lot to talk about. I really got on with Eamon. He's a sweet young man.
You remember Detective Stone from yesterday, don't you?
Yeah.
Hi, Eamon.
I'm afraid Detective Stone has to ask you a few more questions.
I've said it all.
Well, I want you to say it all again, Eamon. Is that okay? I want you to talk me through everything that you did the day before yesterday. The day your mum died.
I know it's difficult, Eamon, but I'll be here the whole time, okay? I'm not going to leave.
Could you just let Eamon speak, please?
I got up and it was raining. I wanted to go outside like I would do if the weather was nice.
And what did you do?
I had my breakfast and I watched TV.
What did you watch?
Cash in the Attic.
Then it stopped raining, didn't it? A bit later on in the morning?
Yeah.
What did you do then?
Eamon, what happened later that morning?
I had an argument with my mum.
What about?
I said I wanted to move out.
You didn't want to live with her anymore?
No.
Why not?
Because I wanted to live on my own and be independent.
What did you say about that then?
She started screaming. She screams when she gets angry, and we started fighting.
Have you ever fought with your mum before, Eamon?
Sometimes.
Did she ever hit you?
No.
Had you ever hit her before that day?
No.
But you argued?
Yes.
What was so different about that day? Did you leave the house at all?
No.
Did you see anyone else?
No.
Did you speak to anyone?
No.
If I said the name Jacqueline Price to you, Eamon, would that ring any bells?
No.
None at all? You've never met her or heard of her?
I don't know who she is.
Because she reckons she knows you. She reckons she was with you all day.
I stayed in the house all day.
So she's lying then, is she, Eamon?
Yes.
It's a funny thing to lie about, don't you think?
I don't know.
Sorry, shall I put the light back off?
Oh, it's okay.
Are you sure you're not coming down with something?
I'm fine, honestly. I'm just tired.
I'm not surprised. The time you came home last night.
Oh, I hadn't seen Karen for so long.
I kept calling.
It was just really noisy in the bar, and Karen wouldn't let me get a word in edgeways, as usual.
Oh, I was worried about you.
Sorry. I should have called. The night just flew. I didn't even look at my phone.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, should we do something today? Just go somewhere?
What do you mean?
A day out. We treat ourselves. Splash out on a hotel somewhere tonight or something. We haven't done that for ages, have we? You just spend some proper time together.
Oh, I can't. I've got an appointment to register with the temping agency.
Can't you change it?
No, it's important. To get it sorted. I'm worried sick about money.
And that's all?
What do you mean?
Is there anything else? Talk to me, Jack. I'm not a mind reader.
No, there's nothing.
Promise?
Of course. Stop it, will you? I'm fine.
Okay. Well, I'll let you sleep then, eh?
Oh, don't be like that. I'll go shopping this afternoon. Bring us in something nice for tea. We'll have a nice night, eh?
Okay. Give me a shout if you want anything, yeah?
Thanks.
Love you, Jack.
Love you.
call him on his mobile then, please?
Is it with regard to a particular case, madam?
No, I just
think... Look, sorry, madam. Detective Stone's given strict instructions not to be disturbed today if it isn't urgent. I can pass you on to someone else.
No, you can't. I'm his wife, for God's sake.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone. I didn't realise. I'm quite new here, you see. I didn't...
It's fine. Look, could you just let him know I'm here, please?
Certainly. Just hang on a moment. I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone, he's not here. Have you tried his mobile?
About 100 times. When he comes in, can you ask him to call me, please? It's really important.
No problem.
Thank you.
Mrs. Stone?
Yes?
Congratulations. She's really cute.
He's still very shaken. I don't think it's sunk in at all yet. His mother dying?
No, of course. How did that happen?
What?
Your eye. That's some shiner.
Oh, right, yeah. Stupid accident.
Walked into a door.
Something like that.
Hazard of the job, I suppose.
Okay. You know your way to the car park from here, don't you?
Cheers. See you very soon, Jason.
Jay. It's Jay.
Whatever.
Piotr has just sent the pathology report through. It confirms that injuries sustained were caused by a repeated blow to the head with a heavy instrument.
So much for an accident.
Yeah, there's something else. Time of death is estimated at roughly 1 p.m.
When Jacqueline Price claims she was with Eamon. How rough an estimation is that?
There's a margin of an hour or so either side, but no more than that. Peggy Simons died between the hours of 12 and 2 p.m. Absolutely no question about it. Either Jacqueline's lying or Eamon is.
Eamon says he's never met you before, Jacqueline. Never even heard of you.
I don't... Why would... I don't understand why you would say that.
Neither do I.
I'm not lying.
I didn't say you were.
I've told you every single place we went that day. Somebody must have seen us, surely.
Why do you care so much, Jacqueline?
Sorry?
This is somebody you've known for how long? Just over 2 weeks? In fact, to even suggest that you know Eamon is a bit of a leap. Why are you so convinced that you didn't do it?
I'm not convinced. I just...
Eamon didn't kill his mother. It's impossible. One of the first things you said to me, Jacqueline.
I just meant it seems impossible. He was with me for most of the day,
most
that's all.
Most of the day. Not all of the day. You seem convinced that Peggy's death happened while he claimed you were out with Eamon. Why couldn't he have done it after you dropped him back home? Why did you go back to the house, Jacqueline?
When?
When you discovered that Peggy had been killed. Why did he go back to the house the following day, if he'd only just been there the day before?
I felt bad about not calling in to say hello to Peggy.
You couldn't have just phoned?
I don't know. It didn't feel like a big deal.
Why wait several hours before coming to the station?
I'm sorry, I don't feel very comfortable with the way this is. You don't think I had anything to do with Peggy's death?
It's not my job to think anything, Jacqueline. It's my job to know it.
Oh.
You can get that if you like.
No, I don't want to talk to anybody.
Easy, Jacqueline.
Oh. I nearly had a heart attack.
It's giving you a hug.
Scared me off to death.
Hey, you daft thing. How did you get on then? Wasn't that awful, was it?
What?
Temping place.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it was fine. Fill out a form, stick you on the system, and then you just wait.
Well, it's a start, eh?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're all right, babe? You seem a bit...
A bit what? I'm out of work. We're on the bones of our asses.
Hey, calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Come here. We'll be okay, me and you. We'll always be okay, won't we?
Yeah.
So come on then.
Okay, so this is CCTV footage taken from Lord Street in Southport on the day Peggy was murdered. And if I just pause it just here... Mm-hmm. Right there. There, can you see? Right there. Can you see that?
The little red blurry blob.
Well, that's Jacqueline Price's car.
Definitely.
We've run automatic number plate recognition on it. And can you make this out? Look, there's a driver and one person in a passenger seat.
Can we identify them?
Well, not at the moment, but we're working on it.
Is that it?
Well, it's a positive, sir. At least we know that Jacqueline was actually with someone on that day. And miles away from Peggy and Eamon Simons' home at 1 o'clock.
But we don't know that it's Jacqueline Price.
Right. Yeah.
Or Eamon Simons?
Well, no, but...
Sorry to interrupt.
There's nothing to interrupt.
Piotr's come back with the DNA report. A third person was there when Peggy was killed. They're running tests on it.
Right. Let's get Eamon in. Now. Can we talk about the arguing again, Eamon?
Do we have to?
We do, unfortunately, Eamon.
Yeah.
You used to argue a lot, you and your mum, did you?
Quite a bit. When we argued, and I got into a bad place, she always said afterwards that it was okay.
Yes.
That she still loved me.
Yeah.
That we were us, and we would always be okay. That she would always find me.
Mm-hmm.
That we would always be together. No matter what.
Hello, Jay Bartley speaking.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, can I call you back? I'm just in the middle of something.
There's no need for that. For the benefit of the tape, Mr. Bartley has just answered a call on his mobile phone, breaching security and presenting a potential sabotage of the interview.
I thought it might be in relation to...
Eamon, what sort of things did you and your mum argue about? Just moving out? Or was there other stuff?
Have you got a mum?
Yes.
Do you argue with her?
Not anymore.
Is she dead?
No. She's in her home, though. She's old.
My mum was quite old. She wasn't. But she always used to say that to me. I didn't like her saying it, because it made me think about her dying.
It's hard to think of your mum dying, isn't it?
I think you can love someone too much sometimes. I'd say this to my mum, that I loved her too much, and she'd say, you can't, Eamon. You can't love someone too much. It's impossible. I saw this program on TV, and the girl in it says that in heaven, everybody looks the same. Exactly the same. You don't recognise a soul, no matter how much you love them. My mum said that this was rubbish. Do you think that's rubbish?
I don't really believe in heaven.
Me neither. But I want to. I don't want her to leave me.
But you mentioned moving out the other day, Eamon. Didn't you? That you didn't want to live with your mum anymore?
Yeah.
If you were so worried about your mum leaving you, then why did you want to get a flat by yourself?
Because I thought that it would help.
How?
That I get used to being without her.
Right. Did it worry you, the thought of being without her?
Quite a lot, yes.
Did it make you angry?
Sometimes, but not with her.
Who did it make you angry with?
Not sure. Don't believe in God, so not him. Just angry that people have to die.
That's happened to you quite a bit, hasn't it? People close to you dying. It must be very hard. Do you remember your dad dying?
No. I was only really, really small. I was three.
What about your brother? Eamon? What happened when your brother died?
I don't want to talk about it.
Must have been hard.
He went out one day, and he never came back.
Did that make you angry?
A bit.
Why do you think he did that?
I don't know. I didn't want to talk about David anymore.
Okay. Okay. Can we talk about your friends? Is there anyone else, Eamon? Any friends?
My mum was my friend.
Why you back up a bit?
All right, lads. Have a word for a second.
Your mum told me not to speak to strangers.
Just want to ask a few questions, if that's okay.
How do we know you're not a pedo?
I'm a police officer.
So they're the worst, aren't they? Fizzies. Yeah. And police, they're all perverts.
Okay, if you're not going to be polite and answer my questions sensibly, lads, want to come down to the station with me?
You can't do that. We've not done nothing, have we?
I do what I like, actually.
We were only joking.
I'll start again. Do you hang around here a lot?
It's not against the law.
I never said it was. I'm not interested in what you get up to behind the sand dunes, all right? I just want to know if you remember something from a couple of days ago. September the 8th, to be exact.
Remember what?
A group of lads were spotted harassing a young man in a car that was parked down on the beach. Shaking it, banging on the windows. Man inside had Down syndrome. How old are you? You there, super conk.
You can't say that.
Why not? You do. Think it's funny, yeah? Taking a mick out of people.
It wasn't even me.
But it was you lot. Look, you're not going to get into trouble about it. This is a photo of him and a woman he was with that day. Just be honest. Tell me if you recognise either of them.
Yeah.
Which one?
Both?
Liam Connor. 14. Hard-faced little. He's given a positive description of Eamon and Jacqueline. Fits completely with her statement about that day on the beach.
So Eamon's lying?
Looks that way.
So what do we know about Jacqueline?
Single, 33. Lived down south for the past 10 years. Wanted to move back to Manchester to do a nursing degree. No previous criminal record, no recorded cases of mental health issues, drug abuse, etc., etc. In a nutshell, fairly normal woman who's turned up out of the blue and chucked a bloody huge spanner in the works.
Anything back from forensics about the DNA yet?
Not yet. Should hear soon. Where is Jacqueline?
Gone home. We can't hold her for any longer without making it official. And as yet, we haven't got anything substantial to go on.
Well, what next then, sir?
Next for me is going home. I'm trying to get a couple of hours sleep for a change.
Ring me if anything comes in, yeah?
Oh, sir, I completely forgot.
What now, Sherlock?
Your wife, sir. She came in before looking for you.
Before when?
This afternoon. About lunchtime.
Kat!
Will you shut up? I've just got her off.
Kat, I'm sorry.
What the hell are you doing?
What does it look like?
Well, it looks like you're putting all your things in a suitcase. I'm a bit confused now.
No, it's not all my things, John. It's an overnight bag. It's my mum's for a few days.
What for?
Help. Support. Another adult to talk to. Basically, all the things that you might expect from a partner.
Kat.
Oh, save it, will you, John? I'm not interested.
Don't go.
Why not? The only time you're here is in the small hours of the morning when we're all in bed, and you don't even get any sleep then anyway because of the baby. You should be grateful. Problem solved. I'm taking her away.
I don't want you to take her away. And Alice is not a problem.
I'd give anything to spend more time with her.
Oh, would you really? Well, perhaps you could have spent some more time with her in hospital this afternoon.
What happened?
She's okay. Thank God. But she wouldn't stop throwing up, and she had this rash. I panicked. I called you about 10 times. I even came to the bloody station.
I'm sorry.
Yes, so am I. Oh. You better get that, John. That could be important.
You're important.
Am I really?
Kat! Kat!
Please leave your message after the tone. To re-record your message, key hash at any time.
Detective Stone, it's Jacqueline Price. I need to speak to you urgently. Can you call me on my mobile as soon as you get this?
Going somewhere?
I thought you were out.
Well, sorry to disappoint you. Who are you calling?
Nobody.
Detective Nobody.
Oh. David, please!
Jacqueline, this is Detective Stone. Sorry I missed you earlier. Please call me as soon as you get this message. Jacqueline?
It's me, Gov. Sorry about your beauty sleep, but I think you better get back here pronto. The DNA report's come back.
Fill me in.
It proved positive when they ran a familial DNA match on all three samples.
So whoever this third person is, they're closely related to both Peggy and Eamon.
Yep. What do you think about Jacqueline, then? Long-lost daughter?
They all kept it pretty well hidden if she is. Get Weeks in here, will you?
Yes, sir?
How did Peggy Simon's oldest son die?
Killed himself.
How?
I'm not sure.
Then how do you know he's dead?
The neighbour told me, sir.
What does his death certificate say? How did you verify that this was fact, Weeks? Remember that word? Fact. It's what we deal with.
God. I don't, sir. I don't know it's fact.
Mike, radio through for a team. Get them over to Jacqueline's flat. I'll see you out front in 2 minutes.
Sir.
Sir. What should I do?
Empty your locker and piss off!
Where's that coming from?
My bag.
Whose number is it?
I don't know.
Jackie.
I don't know, I swear.
I don't believe you.
Oh, please, can we just talk?
Shut up! I trusted you.
I haven't done anything.
You're a liar.
I'm not. I swear I'm not.
I thought you loved me.
I did.
You did? You did love me. But you don't anymore. Is that it? Jackie?
Jacqueline, it's Detective Stone again. It's imperative you get in touch with us as soon as you can. This is serious.
Yeah, it is.
Don't think that was a bit hard on him, sir?
You were taking the piss?
No, I just think he deserves a second chance.
The lad's a moron. He won't get anywhere. I haven't got time for hand-holding and arse-wiping. Not if his stuff is basic as that. Where's Sally Hibbs when you need her?
Yeah, he's got a lot to learn.
You can say that again.
But he works hard.
Well, he can go and work hard somewhere else, where you don't need a brain. Right, you go in one of the cars to Jacqueline's. I'm going to bring Eamon in again. Ring ahead and tell that tool, Jay Bartley, to get down here.
Yes, Gov.
No! No!
Be
no!
Quiet! No! Stand up!
Help! Help!
Stand up!
Stop pulling at me, man!
Shut up!
No! You can't do this! You're making things 10 times
worse! You're either going to listen to me and do as I say, or you're going to face the consequences. Wherever I go now, Jack, you're coming with me. You can't just bail on me when things get tough. We made a promise to each other. I'm going to take my hand away now. And if you make one single noise, I swear I will kill you. Good girl.
okay?
You don't look it.
I can't sleep.
Detective Stone. Jay, great to see you. How long have you been here?
I've just arrived.
Eamon should not be interviewed alone without his appropriate adult. It is completely...
Inappropriate?
Yes, frankly, it is.
We phoned ahead, Jay. Gave you ample time.
And I phoned to say I was running late. I got a puncture. Oh,
Jay, I appreciate your concerns, but we really are racing against time, and it's very important I have some uninterrupted time to talk with Eamon. So can I please ask that you sit down and say as little as is humanly possible? Please.
I will say as little or as much as I need to within the parameters of my role, Detective Stone. I have Eamon's interests at heart.
So do I, you jumped-up, self-righteous little... Now sit down and shut up! I'm sorry, Eamon. It's all right to be frightened, you know.
I know.
Are you frightened?
Yes.
What of?
I'm frightened of what's going to happen.
Eamon, I've got something to tell you. Now, you know Jacqueline, the woman we've been talking about?
I don't know her.
Okay, let's just forget about that for a minute. You don't know her, okay, that's fine. But you know who I'm talking about, don't you?
I know who you're talking about. She says she knows me, and I've never met her.
Well, I think she's in trouble, Eamon. I think somebody wants to hurt her because she's been trying to help you. Do you know what else I think, Eamon?
You want to go now?
I think you know who it is.
I want to stop the interview.
He wants to stop
I think that she was telling the truth about being with you on that day. I think that someone else was responsible for your mum's death, not you. I think that you know who that is, and I think Jacqueline knows too.
Slow down!
What have you told them?
Nothing!
Bullshit!
I told them I took Eamon out for the day, that's it! I haven't mentioned you, I swear!
Why should I believe you? Hey, woman, everything's fine!
Everything was not fine!
Talk to me, Eamon.
I think he could do with a few minutes break, Detective.
Why would you want to protect someone who killed the person that you love most in the world? Did they threaten you? Eamon, please, you've got to help me here. Nobody's going to hurt you, I promise. I know this is hard, but you've got to tell me the truth. Doesn't your mum deserve that? Eamon, come on!
He didn't mean it!
Who didn't mean it?
It was an accident. He didn't mean it. He promised.
Okay, I want you to take a deep breath and tell me. Who didn't mean it?
David. My brother.
Okay, his brother's dead, Detective. I think Eamon needs to have a little rest because...
Please, Jay.
My mum told me he was dead. He went away, and she told me he was dead. And he wasn't coming back. When she wasn't angry, she'd say nice things about him, about how she missed him. But when she was angry, she'd say he was selfish and bad. He's not right in the head. He's better off dead. Over and over. My mum lied. He isn't dead. I opened the door and there he was!
Eamon, we're going to take 5 minutes, OK? And I'm going to need you to be strong and calm and tell me everything.
I've seen a book about before.
Haven't you cleared off yet?
No, sir, I was just...
Good. Right. I just wondered if we could have your assistance on the small matter of a murder case. Quite possibly a double murder case if you don't shift your arse into gear in the next 5 seconds.
Sir?
We're launching a manhunt for David Simons. I want you to find out as much as you can about him. Stay in the office and wait for Tanner or me to get in touch. If anything comes in, ring me first.
It's done. Thanks, sir.
We used to play this game when I was little. Dead fishes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd lie really still and quiet, and Mum would tickle me, and I'd try not to laugh. And I thought, at first, that's what it was. Just a game. I went into the living room, and Mum was just lying there, but she wasn't right. Wasn't normal.
Right.
Her eyes were open, and she wasn't blinking.
What was David doing now, Eamon?
when you were in the room?
He wouldn't come in. I was crying, and he wouldn't come in. He just kept saying, stop looking at her, stop looking at her. But I couldn't help it. I couldn't stop looking. I wanted to call an ambulance straight away, but David said if I rang an ambulance, the police would come, and they'd never believe him. They'd send him to prison, but they wouldn't send me to prison. I could say it was an accident, and they'd let me go. David said they'd let me go, then he'd come back and take me anywhere I wanted to go. And we could live together.
Okay.
But if I mentioned him or Jacqueline, he'd never come and get me.
And what's Jacqueline got to do with all this, Simon?
She's his girlfriend.
I did. At first, it was okay. We were okay. But then it all just started again like no time had passed. We were at each other's throats. I'm a letdown. I'm a failure. I abandoned that. I didn't abandon her, Jack. She threw me out. 16 years of age, and I'm out on the streets. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's fair, Jacqueline?
No.
I was about to leave. I had one foot in the door, I did, I swear, and then she comes out with it. She tells me not to come back, not to bother her again. And she told Eamon that I was dead, and that was the way I was going to stay. She told him I was dead, Jack. What sort of a mother? And I don't remember anything after that. I can't remember a thing until it was over. I'm so sorry for what I've done. So sorry for what I've done.
Got a chance to put it right.
Put it right! Are you joking? You're taking a piss, Jack. You put it right. You could have carried on. The way we were, if you hadn't run off and tried to save the day, if you hadn't betrayed me, we could have carried on.
Carried on.
But now, though, it's too late. I'm so sorry.
David, what are you doing with that? Oh, put it down. Oh, no! Oh, God, stop it, please! Oh, God! No!
Me. Please call me back. I just want to know you're both okay. I love you. Mike?
Boss, where are you?
In the car. I've just left Eamon now. I'm going to give him a breather and head over to you. What have you found?
David Simons is indeed alive and well. He's been living in London for the past few years, moved back up here about 6 months ago.
With Jacqueline?
Yeah, we don't know where. She gave us a duff address, but we're on it.
Right, see what...
Next to the train station. A stabbing. One male, one female. Believed to be Jacqueline Price.
Mike, did you get that?
I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Gov? Jacqueline's in that ambulance.
Is she alive?
She is. I'm not sure about a fella. Stabbed himself in the neck. It's not pretty.
Breathing for me, Jacqueline. Can you do that?
Jacqueline.
Is he gonna die? Is he?
Come on, Jacqueline, just breathe.
I tried to stop him. I tried, but he wouldn't listen. He just wouldn't listen.
There didn't seem anything strange about it. David wanted me to meet Peggy first and break the ice. Ease her into the idea of him being back in her life rather than just appearing on a doorstep. It made sense. I thought he was going to kill me. He lifted the knife up and I really thought I was going to die. And then he turned it on himself and part of me felt so relieved. Oh, is that terrible? Does it sound awful? I don't care, part of me, if he does die. Have you told Eamon?
Yes.
I knew he was capable of some things, but not that. I didn't want to believe it. That's why I lied. I couldn't bring myself to think that of him, but I knew, deep down. I said I'd drop Eamon off and then they could have some time together, as a family. From the second he walked through the door, I could see something in his eyes. Fear or grief or anger or all three, maybe. He sat down and he just went on and on about how great it was to see his mum, how different things were going to be now. And I knew it wasn't true. But I just didn't dare ask.
That's why he went back to the house.
Yeah. Oh, he's not an evil person. He's just someone who's very ill, who wanted a family. He couldn't bear the rejection. I know it's hard to understand, but it's true. Can you understand it?
Yes.
How are you getting on, Eamon?
Okay. Jay's been helping me, making it homely.
Good. Good. It's a nice view.
I can see the sea. I like that.
I spoke to someone from the hospital before, Eamon. David's going to be okay. I wanted to come and tell you myself. I'm going to charge him with your mum's death. Are you okay?
I didn't want to lie. He made me.
I know.
When I was in school, we had to do this thing once.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do this thing where we had to dive into the deep end of the baths in our pyjamas and collect a rubber brick from the bottom of the pool.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand that. I said I want to wear my trunks. I wouldn't wear my trunks to bed, so why would I go swimming in my pyjamas? Mum went in and spoke to the head teacher, and in the end, they let me wear my trunks, as long as I wore a long-sleeved T-shirt as well.
Mm-hmm.
She always said that I needn't do things if I didn't want to. She never made me do anything I didn't want to.
She sounds like a good mum.
She was a very, very, very good mum.
She's just over there. Been having a little nap, but I think she's awake now.
How is she today?
Not so bad. It's not one of her best days, but a visit from you will probably change that. Just sitting with her for a bit will be nice for her.
Yeah.
Give me a shout if you need anything.
Thanks. Hello, Mum.
Yeah.
Brought someone to see you. Well, two people.
Hello, Helena. This is Alice. Alice, this is your granny. You can take her if you like. I think she'd like a cuddle from her granny. Oh. She's happy there, isn't she?
Thank you.
What for?